Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mama's Motivational Messages. I know it's been a while, but, you know, life gets in the way. But I don't even want to focus on that. Let's just move on. And today I want to talk to you about building a gratitude mindset. Welcome to the Mama's Motivational Messages podcast, where women learn to stop putting themselves on the back burner and start paying attention to caring for themselves first so they can be better for everyone else in their lives. I know you'll be inspired by the stories of resiliency and starting over, of health and self-healing, of gaining clarity through journaling, of showing self-love through world travel, and the list goes on. I encourage you to relax and enjoy. I'm your host, Peggy Kirkland, PK. Have you ever had a situation where you were sharing with someone an experience that you had that wasn't very good, didn't make you feel very good, made you feel unhappy, and the best response that that person could come back with is, well, you have to be grateful that you're alive? Well, that is true, and I'm not trying to in any way diminish that idea, but this idea of being grateful is not something that's automatic, you know. Having a gratitude mindset is actually something that you have to build. It's not something that you wake up with in the morning. It's something that you have to practice having day by day. And you know, this whole thing about being grateful and the gratitude mindset, it's really a way of thinking that can focus you on being grateful for what you have in life rather than focusing on what you don't have. But I'm sure that like any other normal human being, when you're in a situation where stuff is happening, you know what I mean? Where it's hitting the fan left and right, the last thing you think about is being grateful. What you're thinking about most of all is how to get out of that stuff, how to duck and swerve and weave to avoid getting hit by it or by getting hit by it over and over again. So this idea of having a gratitude mindset is really something that it is not it's something that you have to build, you know. You actually have to make a conscious effort to shift how you think. You have to train your brain to look for positive aspects of your life and to learn how to appreciate those things that are positive in your life. But again, it's practice. It only comes by practicing. One way actually that you can start to do that right away is just to start a gratitude journal so that you can have something to reference during those times when, like I said, stuff is flying everywhere, getting ready to hit the fan, you're bobbing and weaving and trying to avoid getting hit by the impact, or if you're going to get hit, that it doesn't really hurt too much. So having this gratitude mindset can really help you to navigate those times that are difficult. It's so easy to fall into. You ever notice how easy it is to go back to your negative thinking patterns when stuff is not going right in your life? It's the easiest thing for you to do because it's what you've practiced doing over and over again. So this building this gratitude mindset is something that you actually now have to practice because you have to replace that habit of seeing the negative first. We're trying to see what is positive first and being grateful for it. And, you know, the research actually says that there are a lot of benefits that you can get from practicing gratitude on a regular basis. For example, you can have better sleep when you practice being grateful. And just be happier in life overall. Just this idea of practicing gratitude. So I want to give you some thoughts on how you can actually build a gratitude mindset. So as I said, first of all, you have to make a conscious effort to focus on the positive. And then you need to not worry so much about the future or even the past. Try to put those behind you. Don't think about it. Don't think about the things that held you down in the past, held you back, that created problems for you, that prevented you from moving forward. You know how we like to go into those particular ways of thinking. And don't worry so much about what's coming in the future. I know I used to be one of those. I had to know what was happening, what would happen right here and right now. And it took getting older, more mature, and understanding that the universe unfolds as it should, when it should, for me to stop wanting to be able to tell, as it were, like have a crystal ball and be able to tell what was going to happen in the future right now so that I can know how to plan for it. But that's really not how life works, right? We all know that. So what we really need to do is just to stay present and just focus on what's happening right now. And try to bring your mind in line with the blessings of the present moment. In order to reach your goals, having a gratitude mindset can really help you to move toward your goals more quickly and in a positive way. One of the things that neurologists have said is that feelings of gratitude can actually change the way your brain works. Imagine that. And why is that? It's because when you are consciously aware of what's going on in your life that's good and that's wonderful, you start to feel happy. And that happiness actually triggers the brain to react in a positive way, in a way that's pleasant, in a way that makes you feel all warm and gooey and gushy. And that happiness then trickles down to other parts of your life that can make you so much more happy. Because of that, you can imagine then that gratitude can help to lower your stress levels. Because we get stressed out when we start thinking about all of these gifts and talents that you might have, and the fact that you don't seem to be able to unlock these treasures that are inside of you. It's almost like having a light and having it under a cover where no one is able to see it. And that can be very, very stressful. And then you start to think, maybe you're not good enough. Maybe you really don't know as much as you think you know. And then imposter syndrome can sort of seep into your being and seep into your thinking and then start seeping into the way you function. And that can definitely hold you back completely. So instead, you need to focus on what you can be grateful for today. And that's going to lower your stress level right away. Instead of projecting into the future and what's not working and worrying about that, focus on what you can be grateful for today. Another thing that gratitude can do for you is that it can make you much more optimistic. You know, we have a way of thinking that the grass is greener on the other side, but let me tell you, it is not always the case. I mean, if you're honest and open when you talk to your friends and you hear from them, somebody that you think is having this unbelievably wonderful life, the husband, the home, the kids, and all of that. When you talk to them, if they're honest with you and you hear their stories, you might leave a conversation like that thinking, oh my goodness, I am definitely having a great life, even if I thought that what I wanted was what they have. You understand that it takes a lot to have what you have and that you really shouldn't be thinking about that the grass is greener on the other side, because honestly, that is not the case. What you have to do is to look down and appreciate the grass that's right under your feet. And you come to discover and appreciate that what you have is what is best for you at this moment, at this time, in this place. It's not always going to stay that way because, look, if you have grass, like the kind of grass I have, as soon as July hits, it looks more like hay. And in spite of all of my efforts to work with the landscaper, fertilizing and all this boosting and all this other stuff, there's still a lot of issues with that grass. But I know that it's not going to stay that way. I know that with a little boost of fertilizer and maybe some extra water, that it will get better. So what I want to say to you is start really appreciating the good in your life. And this will help you to have more of a grateful spirit. You can start by keeping a small notebook with you or using an app on your phone to start noting the little things that happen throughout your day that you're grateful for. This way you'll have a frame of reference for those times when it seems like nothing is going well. You can reference that little book and see that, oh, this is just a moment in time, something that I'm passing through like we all do, and that sooner or later the clouds will lift and you will see a rainbow that lets you know there's so much more ahead, so much more for you to do, so much more for you to be, and that you don't have to worry in that moment. So give it a try and see how developing a gratitude mindset is working for you. If you've been inspired and encouraged by the positive messages in today's show, please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcast. This will help to keep the show alive. And remember, sharing is caring. So don't forget to share these gems with friends and family, strangers too, if you like. Let them know it's available wherever they listen to their podcasts. I'm counting on you to share the love. Until next time, this is PK, sending you much light and a whole lot of love.